Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The single-digit temperatures earlier this week and all that snow on the ground make it quite clear that winter has settled in, putting us and our homes to the seasonal test in terms of keeping warm. As some of you may unfortunately know, a lot of heat seeps out through old windows and poorly insulated walls and roofs. But now new technology can show people exactly where it's escaping, and heating efficiency programs are helping homeowners plug the gaps. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports.
The heat is on at St. James Episcopal Church in Cambridge, but the worship hall is chilly. Jason Taylor knows why.
Ooh, can you see that? It's basically just the air pressure is pouring out of there so that you've got cold air coming up into the church and cooling it off. And so we want to seal that.
He's puffing a smoke stick down a hole in the floor to show how cold air is coming into the church. Taylor is with the Home Energy Efficiency Team, or HEAT. It's a nonprofit in Cambridge that works with other organizations on energy audits and efficiency upgrades.
I just saw that, too. Did you see that big hole?
Yeah.
That smoke stick is old technology. Energy auditors also access new technology now. There are a number of companies, including Sagewell in Cambridge, that use thermal images to detect heat loss.
We're looking at our operation screens, and what we're doing is we're going to be looking at...
Pasi Miettinen of Sagewell is looking online at infrared pictures of the front and sides of some 400,000 private homes and businesses in the state. The screen is aglow with pink and purple in well-insulated spots and blue where heat is escaping. Sagewell employees took these pictures while driving around neighborhoods with a thermal camera, which can image 10,000 homes a night. The camera does not see through walls. It only registers heat coming out of buildings.
This is an interesting house in Belmont. It's a house that was half-insulated. And on our screen here, what we see is a right side of the house. The walls look considerably cooler. There are darker colors.
Sagewell only gives these thermal photos to verified property owners and earns a referral fee from home improvement contractors. Homeowners often receive letters from their utilities comparing their energy use to their neighbors, but Miettinen says thermal technology lets them see exactly where they are losing heat.
When the homeowner comes through and looks at the report, we look at things like insulation, and we say, okay, your home is in the top 30th percentile in heat loss. Maybe this is an area that you should focus your attention to. This particular home, in general, their windows are in pretty good shape. Maybe that's not a priority for that particular house.
Belmont is a case study for running energy efficiency programs. At the town's request, Sagewell imaged all the homes and businesses and is working with the local government to encourage residents to go on their website, see the images, and request a free energy audit.
We've met with remarkable success.
Jan Cruz, vice chair of the Belmont Energy Committee, says the thermal images, along with Sagewell's marketing of energy audits, has encouraged residents to take action.
To date, 12% of the entire community that heats with gas has requested their scans, and the majority of those have also signed up for home energy audits.
That's compared to a statewide estimate of less than 2% of homeowners who request free energy audits each year. Yet Massachusetts has one of the most generous grant programs, MassSave. Paid for by gas and electric customers, it offers free energy audits and pays 75% up to $2,000 toward insulation improvements. Audrey Schulman, president of HEAT, says these programs should be incentive enough.
I feel happy that Massachusetts is so efficient, and at the same time it depresses me because I see so much inefficiency. In this, you know, for instance, in this church, the heating bill is $1,500 in January, and it's primarily only being used on Sundays. That's incredible to, you know, pollute the planet.
Schulman says she believes more people would take action if they could see the problem.
If your house were a boat and it was sinking into water, you would understand. You would see where the water was coming in. But because every house is instead filling up with cold air, so the thermal cameras help us figure out where the house is leaking.
The cold weather makes it obvious, too, and that's the best motivation for buttoning up your home. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.